Good morning, everybody. Shalom Aleichem. Good Tevach. We left off last week on Chof Ches Omid Beis. The Gemara asks, Mani Masnisen, the Mishnah on Chof Ches Omid Aleph doesn't seem to follow any Shita. The Mishnah says that Chometz She'ova Olav HaPesach is Asa Bahano'a after Pesach is over, only if it belonged to a Jew. If it belonged to a non-Jew, then there's no din of Chometz She'ova Olav HaPesach. Shenema, and it's based on a pasuk that says Leivalachosor. Usually, the word shenema means that it's a din deraisa. Sometimes you have a lashon mishum shenemar, so that means based on the pasuk that Chachamim made a din derabbanan. So here it says shenema. Sounds like we're talking about a din deraisa. The Gemara is going to correct it and correct the girsa to say mishum shenema. We'll get to that. You have in Sanhedrin also in the second parak. It says shenema, and then the Gemara says, no, it's exerah derabbanan. You should really say mishum shenema. Yeah, a few places in Shas, the difference between shenema and shum shenema. So the Gemara asks on the bottom of Chaf Ches Amar Aleph, mani mas nisen, the loy kerab yudah, the loy kerab shim, the loy kerab yosef aglili, mahi, that what the Tanya. Rab Shimon doesn't believe in the whole din of Chometz She'ovel about Pesach. Chometz only also on Pesach. Shimon holds that there are three psukim that say you're not allowed to eat chometz. So Rabbi Yehuda says, one pasuk goes, there's a lav, there are three lavim. So Rabbi Yehuda says, count it as three lavim. One lav not to eat chometz, there are Pesach after Hatzos. So whoever eats chometz, there are Pesach Hatzos gets malchus because he violated a lav. One lav chometz shall over all of our Pesach, pashtus, even chometz shall goy, also b'achil, also b'anoa. And the third lav is chometz bit Pesach, not only also b'achil, b'anoz, onush karis, an achila. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah doesn't make sense. Where do you find, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Chometz Shal Yisrael should be Muta Ba'anoa, should be Asa Ba'anoa, Chometz Shal Nachri. What's the mocker in the Chumash? The Chometz Shal Nachri should be Muta Ba'anoa, should be Asa Ba'an. Just like Chometz Shal Nachri is Asa Ba'achila, so it should be Asa because of Chometz Shal V'alav HaPesach. And if the Mishnah goes like Rab Shimon holds Chometz Shal V'alav HaPesach is Muti, even Chometz Shal Yisrael. And if it goes like the third time, Rabbi Yosef Aglili, he holds that even Chometz bit Pesach is muta bahano. He holds it's only asa b'achila. There's a dinner by yura by matzah, but there's no isa hano. So the Mishnah is the loy keman. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara quotes on Chof Ches on Beis, and Gemara quotes the three psukim that you have three psukim that say you're not allowed to eat chametz. So Rabbi Shimon says all the three psukim go chametz bit Pesach. Why don't you need three psukim to say the same thing? The Gemara says, no, one pasuk tells you machmetzes. Even if it's nischametz machmas dover acher, it's also considered chometz. Even nischametz machmas dover acher is also considered chometz. Rabbi Yehuda says the three psukim go on three different times. One lav goes on Erev Pesach, one lav goes on Chometz She'ovel Olav Pesach, one lav goes on Chometz Bit Pesach, that is Koris. And then Nischametz Machmas Dover Acher, we know from the word Machmetzes. Machmetzes had the connotation. Nischametz Machmas Dover Acher. You don't need a separate lav for that. But then, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Shimon, so they have three psukim. What do you need three psukim? So one pasuk tells you then Chometz Bit Pesach has a lav with a koris. One pasuk goes to tell you Nischametz Machmas Dover Acher also has the same din. And the third pasuk comes to tell me the din that even though today the din of Issa Chometz applies for this duration of 7 days of Pesach, Pesach Mitzrayim is only, the Issa Chometz was only like 1 day. Shine. And then the Gemara asks, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the three lavim are used up for different dinim, Erev Pesach and Chometz Shal Olav Pesach. How does he know that din? How does he know Nischametz Machmas Dover Acher from the construction of the word Machmetzes? It has the connotation of Nischametz Machmas Dover Acher. But how does Rabbi Yehuda know the din that Pesach Mitzrayim is only annoying 1 day? So the Gemara says, maybe he disagrees and maybe he darshan smuchim. Okay, that's a question. Yeah, Rashi here quotes the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Dalet Amud Aleph that we really hold there's a machlekes hatanam where they dash and smuchim on a psukim in Parshas Mishpatim. So the maskanas of Gemara is we hold you only dash and smuchim in Mishneh Torah, only a chumish debarim. The rest of the chumish we don't dash and smuchim. If you have two dinim written in the same pasuk, that's called a hekesh that everybody agrees to. But if you have two dinim written in two adjacent psukim, That's called smuchim. So we paskin yiron darshan smuchim. There is a famous Yerushalmi that Tosfos quotes in the beginning of Beitza, Dav Gimel Amud Aleph. Some people don't get too far past Dav Gimel Amud Aleph. The whole Maseches Beitza only has 40 blot. It should really chazer Maseches Beitza a couple of times a year, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, and Rosh Hashanah. You should try to chazer Beitza 4 times a year. So in Beitza, Gimel Amud Aleph, Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi. The Gemara is beferish that you're not allowed to squeeze out juice on Yontif. Even Mashkin Shazavu, Me'aleim, if you have juice oozed out by itself, you're not allowed to eat it from the Rabbanan. Gzeri Shema Yischot. Or let's say Peris Anoshrim is a Mishnah in Mokm Shinogu later. Peris Anoshrim, if fruits falls off of the tree on Shabbos Yontif, you're not allowed to eat it from the Rabbanan. Gzeri Shema Yitlosh. He may enjoy the fruit so much, he may forget that the Shabbos Yontif, and may pluck off the fruits. So that's so. It would appear that to be toilish, to squeeze out juice, is usually a malacha of disha. If you squeeze out grapes and you make grape juice, it's a malacha of disha. He's separating, either disha means either you separate oichel and psoilas that grew together, so you detach the oichel from the psoilas. So if you detach the oichel from the mashke, grew together, and you detach the oichel from the mashke, that's a tolda the dosh. And to pluck off fruits from the tree is kotzer. That's ksira. So if they made a gzeir derabban, gzeir shemi yala beitlush, gzeir shemi yischod, it sounds as if squeezing out the juice is a real malacha deraisa, and plucking up the fruits is a real malacha deraisa. So Tosfos asks the kasha why it's oichal on yontav, it's oichal nefesh. On Shabbos there's no heter oichal nefesh, but on yontav there's a heter oichal nefesh. Or let's say Ein Sodim is the beginning of the perek. Ein, the third perek in Beitza, Ein Sodim. You're not allowed to go fishing on yonder. Why not? It's Eichal Nefesh. You're allowed to shecht behemah, so why can't you be tzod fish? So Tosfos on Gimel Amud Aleph works on that kash. So among other things, Tosfos quotes from Yerushalmi that you have two psukim in, we just had it where was it? In Parshas Bo'i. We just had in Parshas Bo'i. It says, you're not allowed to do malach on yontav. Achash yachal l'chol nefesh, ulevado yasal lechem. Malach is l'chol nefesh is mutter. So that pasuk, l'chol nefesh, ulevado yasal lechem, appears in the Chumash right next to the other pasuk, shmartam esal matzos, that you need shmura matzah. So when do you need the shmura matzah, from what point on? Mishas lisha v'yelach? In the Bavli, it's a machlekes and daf mem. So we're machmem shmurim shas ketzira. Really, we mentioned that the Gemara talks about the possibility, a far-fetched possibility, achmitz b'mechuber. The wheat became chametz while it was still growing on the ground. So that's very rare. So no one requires you need shmurim from the time that you plant the seed in the ground. Maybe the grain, when it grows, when you plant it in the ground, it's under the ground and it gets rotten. It spoils it. That I don't care if it's chametz. But then once it grows above the ground, there is a far out chance that it may become achnim, it's b'mechuber. So the Menchas Chinuches, the Gemara talks about such a possibility. So why isn't there no sheet in the Gemara that you need shmura mishas zriya? So he said, that's too far-fetched. You're not mechuyev to be choshish for that far out possibility that maybe it's achnim, it's b'mechuber. After it's detached from the ground, it's going to rain on it a lot till you're going to bring it into the barn, till you're going to grind it up. So after you grind it up and you made flour, then when you pour in the water, then it's you need shmur mishas lisha, that we understand. Do you need shmur mishas ketzira? It's more common. It's another few percent likelihood that is going to be achdus b'mechuba, is very far-fetched. So that, the Menachas Chinuches says, no one required that. It's a little more common, maybe another couple of percent likelihood that it will be achmitz after it's tolush, before you do the grinding and the lisha. So that's why there was an opinion that you need shmura mishas ksem. Ikar adin, we don't pass on like that. Ikar adin, you only need shmura mishas nesinas hamayim. The Rosh developed an idea that you need shmura mishas techina from the time that you grind it. Why? So they explain why. Because in the days of the Rosh, they used to grind it with a water mill that was made by the river. The river is flowing anyway, so they would harness the energy of the water to have it turn a wheel. and that wheel would be connected with a mill to grind up the flour. So if you have a water mill and the wheel is turning, so the wheel is in the river, it's going to splash water on the flour that you just ground up. So that's like Nesina Samayim. Once you ground it up and the shell doesn't have the peel on top of it, doesn't have the membrane on the top, and the water's going to splash on it, that's like Nesina Samayim. But now we have electric mills. We don't use water mills. So you really don't need Shmurim Mishas Trina. You just need Mikra Eden. All you need is Shmurim Mishas Lisha. So we're Machmal Hatchila, that it costs much more to have Shmurim Mishas Ktsir. But in Shulchan Aruch says that's only a Chumra Mikra Eden. It's good enough. Shmurim Mishas Lisha. So the Yerushalmi says that the Heter Oichal Nefesh, since the two Psukim are adjacent, one next to the other, Ushmartem Esamatzes, and Shmurim Matzah begins Mikra Eden Mishas Lisha. So the Heter Oichal Nefesh is only Milisha the Yelech, whatever happens before Lisha. So let's say plucking off the fruits from the tree, Katsira. And the list of the Malachas, that's before Lisha. Or let's say, it doesn't really matter, that's what the Pnei Yeshua and others point out, it doesn't really matter in the list of the Malachas that appears in Masech Shabbos, Zafayin Gimel Amar Aleph, let's say, Tzod, to trap a wild animal, appears in the list after Lisha. But trapping tzedah, true, it appears on the list after, but that's further removed from the eating of the product, from the eating of the food, than lisha. Lisha is you're going to do lisha, and then you're going to bake it in the oven, and then you're going to eat it. And trapping tzedah on the fish, it says in the beginning of the third parak in Beitz, ein tzadim sadogim. You're not allowed to go fishing on Yom Tov. Why? Because you saw the dogim, then you have to scrape off the scales on the outside, and then you have to cook it, and then you eat it. So that's much more in advance of the eating than kotzer is. So that's considered kodem lisha, even though on the list on Dafayin Gimel it's after lisha, but in relationship to when you eat the final product, that's before. So the Yerushalmi has that cloud that you darshan smuchim. So many say that we don't darshan smuchim, and that's a pasuk in Parshas Boy. So we don't darshan smuchim in any of the other chumashim outside of Chumash Dvarim. Only a Mishnah Torah. That's the Gemara Yavam is Davdala there, Rashi quotes. So that's what led many Rishonim. There's a big machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, whether if you do a malacha, eichal nevish, but it's kodem lisha. You will go fishing. Or you will hunt a wild animal in order to shecht it. Is that a malacha deraisa? Is that only an isim de rabbanon? Malacha is kodem lisha. Or you'll squeeze out the juice. You're going to squeeze out the juice, you're going to drink it right away. So we say, since squeezing out the juice is disha, and disha is kodem lisha, so there's no heterach on that. So that's a big machlekes and mishainim. Whether that din of milisha v'yelach, is that a din deraisa, a din de rabbanon? If a person will pluck off fruits on Yom Tov and he wants to eat them, or he will squeeze out the juice, he'll make orange juice on Yom Tov. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to make orange juice, no heterech nevish. On Yom Tov, there's a heterech nevish, but it's kodem lisha. Is that an isa? There is an isa, there are ban. So that's a big machlekes in the Rishonim. The Ramban holds that it's an isa, there is, and the Ran holds that the Ran in Beitza, the Ran on the Rif in Beitza. The beginning of Ein Sod, he quotes the Ramban, and he says, I don't know what in the world the Ramban is talking about. But you look in the Ramban on Chumash, he only had the Ramban on Melchamas, when the Ramban comes to defend the Rif from all of the kashas of the Balamor. But he didn't have the Ramban on Chumash. Ramban on Chumash explains that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's a different Iser. It's not that on Yom Tov, on Shabbos there's an Iser Melocha. And on Yom Tov, there is no Isa Malocha, the Ramban, it's only Malachas Havoida. Whatever is Derech Eichal Nefesh, Derech Suda, is not included in, it's Malocha, but it's not Malachas Havoida. So that's what the Ramban HaChumash explains, that you can have the exact same Malocha, let's say Tochein. So the Ramban says, if you're going to grind up wheat, the balabasta normally doesn't grind wheat, to make flour. The husband has the avodim, or he buys it in the store. They buy flour. how they make flour, and then you give it to the balabas, then she does melisha v'yelach. Rabban says melisha v'yelach is a din deraisa. Whatever is normally done by the balabaster the same day, derech suda, that's oichal nefesh, that's mutar. Whatever is normally not done derech suda that day, it's usually done with l'zman merubah. You grind a lot of flour, you grind a lot of wheat, and you make a lot of flour, and you save it for a couple of weeks, then you run out of flour, so then you grind a lot. But it's not, you don't grind the flour as you're about to eat the food. You don't go fishing that afternoon if you want to have fish for supper. You have fish around for a while. So to be tzad dogim on yontiv is kodem lisha. That's not done immediately before you're about to eat. So that's a shaila, whether the milisha v'yelach is at a din deras. Because the Rishami learns it out from the smuchim, but it's a smuchim in chumish shmais. It's not smuchim in chumish dvarim. And Rashi quotes the Gemara in Yavam is daftada, the only darshan smuchim in chumish dvarim. That's what the Gemara says over here. Maybe the other time, maybe Rabbi Yude doesn't hold from smuchim loy darish. Maybe he holds that even Pesach Mitzrayim, there was an Issur Chametz all 7 days. Okay, so that's the Gemara. So we discussed the top Tosfos on Amud Beis. Tosfos had the Girsa like printed in our Gemara. When the Gemara quotes the line in the Braisa that says, the third line from the top of Chav Ches Amud Beis. So the third line says, Mishosha Asa Vachilo Asa Bahano. So Gemara says, Mid the Rabbanon, we know it's not so. Asa Bachila is 2 hours before Chatzos. Asa Bachila is only 1 hour before Chatzos. But on the level of the Raisa, they're saying, Mishosh, Asa Bachila, Asa Bachila, after Chatzos, Asa Bachila, Asa Bachila. So the Gemara, the way we have in our Gemara, it says, Asan le Tanakame. That's only according to Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda is the first Tana in this Braisa. First is Reb Yehuda, then is Reb Shim, then is Reb Yosef Aglili. So that's according to Reb Yehuda, that there are three psukim that seem to say the same thing, that you're not allowed to eat chametz, and one goes bizmanoi, chametz bit Pesach, and one goes on Erev Pesach after Chazos, one goes chametz sho'ava all about Pesach, and all three have the same connotation, that chametz on Erev Pesach after Chazos, osa b'achila and osa b'ano, chametz sho'ava all about Pesach, osa b'achila, osa b'ano, like on Pesach. On Pesach is chorus, and the other two don't have chorus, but there's a lav, and achila rano. So that's ason l'tanakam, according to Reb Yehuda, that you have three psukim that say the same thing, don't eat chametz, and one of them implies that it's asa b'achila b'ano, so the other two also imply asa b'achila b'ano. So chametz sho'ava ala Pesach, not only asa b'achila asa b'ano, and chametz on Erev Pesach, misho asa b'achila asa b'ano, implying that if you would hold like Reb Shimon, so it's not true that Mishosh, the Yisra Achila begins before the Yisra Ano. Yisra Achila begins at Chatzos, because that's learned out from the essay. According to Reb Shimon, there is no lav if you eat chametz on Erev Pesach. There's only an Yisra essay, the Yisra essay of Tashbisu. Tashbisu means you have to destroy the chametz, shaloi boif and shal achila. We had the Balamor, and the first parak said, according to Reb Shimon, ain lahashbos agdor lemizu. If you eat out the chametz on Erev Pesach, that's a kima mitzvah of Tashbisu. So the Ravid and the Ramban and all the Rishonim disagree with that Balamor. That's a Mechudish Dika Balamor. The Pashtus is not like that. Usually the Balamor always has some wild Chidushim. The Balamor is very original than the Rabbi Mizrahi Halevi. But then he had a descendant, Rabbaran Halevi, who was a Talmud, who was a Talmud of the Ramban, and he had a brother, Rabbeinu Pinchas HaLevi, they were also very original. Rabbeinu Pinchas HaLevi, the Ritva every so often we call Rabbeinu Pinchas HaLevi, Achi Rabbeinu. He learned the Rabbi Ritva, learned by the Ra'o. So the Ra'o always has something original to say, and the Rabbeinu Pinchas is always more original than Rabbeinu Aaron HaLevi, and they're both with the family traditions like Rabbeinu Zrachi HaLevi, who was before the Ramban, who always has something original to say. So we don't accept this Balamor. That according to Reb Shimon, that there's no lav for the one who eats chametz on Erev Pesach. So if you eat the chametz on Erev Pesach, that's a way to fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisa. No, Tashbisa has the connotation shalai boif and shalachila. So the shaila is how much is included in the Tashbisa. So Tosfos had the girus in the Gemara. Mishosh asam achila asmano asan letanakama. But if you behold like Reb Shimon, then the Yisra achila begins at Chatzos, and Yisra essay. And it's an essay, not like the Balamor holds, And the Isser Hano only begins Alel Pesach, because the Isser Ese Tashbisu only goes on Achila. Aye, but it says Chometz is also after Chatzos, Bachila, Bahanoa, and you're not allowed to keep it in your possession. So Tosfos Shita is, based on the simple reading of the Gemara, those two dinim, also Bahanoa and also to keep it in your possession, that's only Midirabbanan. And our Torah is only also Bachila because of the Isra Ese of Tashbis. Other Rishonim, many of the Chachmei Provence don't seem to have had that gears in the Gemara, as on the Tanakama. So they hold that according to Reb Shimon, the Iser Essay of Tashbisa begins at Chatzos, the Osa Bachila and Osa Bahano. So some say that the Iser, to keep it in your possession, that's only Midirabbanan. And other Rishonim say, no, all three are Osa Manator. The Iser Essay of Tashbisu includes all three Manator, Osa Bachila, Osa Bahano, and Osa Lekaimo. All three are, but there's no Lab, that's only an Iser Essay. And then there's even a fourth opinion that not only is there an Iser Essay Lekaimo, there's an Iser Lois essay, Balua by Matze. There's no Iser, there's no lav if you eat the chametz, but maybe there's a lav of Balua by Matze. Okay, so that would, that could be, it's only Aliba the Rebuta that there's Balua. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara asks, if the Mishnah goes like Rebuta, where do you find the Rebuta distinguishes between chametz al nachr, chametz al Isra? It's all the same. Ella, what? It goes like Reb Shimon. So Reb Shimon doesn't hold from the whole din of Chametz Shavuot la Pesach. There's a go like Reb Yosef Glili. Reb Yosef Glili holds Chametz b'Pesach is muta b'hanoah. So how can you say the Chametz Shavuot la Pesach is also b'hanoah? Even Chametz b'Pesach gufa is muta b'hanoah. So that was the Gemara's kash. Here it's interesting. The Tosis Machmas Dover Acher. Tosis writes, what do you mean? I need a pasuk to tell me that not only if I mix flour with water, is it also even this chametz machmas dover ach? What does it mean? I have a piece of yeast. Let's say when you mix flour with water and you let it rise, how does that miracle occur? Mix flour with water, how does it rise? So there are microorganisms in the air, and the microorganisms come. They're invisible, and they come. It'll take forever. It'll take many hours till the flour mixed with the water. If you don't throw in yeast, it'll take many, many hours till the flour is going to turn into chametz. So what you do is, when you bake bread or cake or cookies, whatever, so you mix flour with water. So you bake 95%, 98% of it, and 2% you save. So as you save it, so the microorganisms keep on reproducing, and as they reproduce, they keep on eating the more microorganisms, and they keep on eating up all of the dough. You keep on eating the dough and reproducing, eating the dough, reproducing. Still, you're going to have, the whole thing is going to be a microorganism. There isn't going to be any chametz left. What's going to be left is going to be microorganism. So that's called sa'or. It started off as chameshes mini dogam, but then the microorganisms ate it all up. That's what the Torah says. It should really be an isa shenishtana. It started off, these microorganisms are invisible. So they should really be muta b'achila, but since it started off as edible food, and this shinoi is not, we don't see it happening. Let's say if you have an animal, let's say if you have a cow, eats chametz and it produces milk. So what are you going to say? It's chametz turned into milk. Chametz didn't turn into milk. The cow ate the chametz, and then you milk the cow and it gives off milk. So that's mutter. Let's say an animal eats treif of food, and then it gives off a waste product that's edible, that's roi l'achila. So you can't say that that's also b'achila, it's mutter. But over here, even though that's what's happening by the yeast, microorganisms are eating up the chametz dikke dough, and then they keep on reproducing. So mikveh din should have been mutter, because it's a whole different story over here. But since this, you don't see a separate animal, you don't see chametz in an animal and eating it, and then you milk the cow. It looks as if the chametz converted to become yeast. So that's the halacha, that yeast is also b'achila. That's the pasuk in the chametz. Even though it's not the original chametz. All the chametz was eaten up by the microorganisms, and it's just a whole bunch of microorganisms. They keep on reproducing. So if you save over you have mixed flour with water, and it rises, and it takes a few hours till it rises because the microorganisms have to fly in from, they're invisible. They're in the air all over the place. So they're going to come and keep on eating the dough. So then you save a little bit, you save 2% for next time. So next time, that's Nischames Machmas Dover Acher, I put in a chunk, a bar of yeast. That's what they used to do years ago. They still have it now. You can buy a bar of yeast from the grocery store and put it in. Or you can buy a packet of yeast and it has the microorganisms not in the form of a, doesn't look like a bar of yeast. So Tosfos says, Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Menachos, that it's more poshut. The din of chametz is not only relevant on Pesach, the din of chametz is relevant by Menachos. Akon Menchoscha, what does it say? You're not allowed to, it says, lo se'of chametz. You're not allowed to make the mincha into chametz, not only the koimetz that you makt around the mizbech, in the chelek that the kohanim eat, is also din. Lo se'of chametz, even chelkom nesati oisa me'ishai, even the chelek ha'nechal to the zichri kuna, it's called chigachim, so it's only nechal to zichri kuna in the azara. So you're not allowed to make any of it chametz, not the chelek ha'niktar, the koimetz, and not the shiori ha'mincha that's nechal to the zichri kuhunim. So the din of chametz is relevant by mincha all year long, not only on Pesach, all year long. So the Gemara in Menachos, Tosfos quotes from Daf, where is it? From Daf Nun Beis. So the Gemara in Menachos considers it more poshut that this chametz machmas dover acher is chametz. Yeah. How come our Gemara contradicts it? Our Gemara says, I need a pasuk to be marbe, even as chametz machmas davar acher. So Tosfos says there are two different kinds. If you have a bar of yeast, means that the microorganisms came in the last time I baked bread. So the microorganisms, it took hours and hours and hours. Microorganisms came in from the air, invisible from the air. So that's nitzchametz me'elof. Then if I save over some of that, a bar of that yeast, from last time, it's all microorganisms. Once you bake it in the oven, you kill all the microorganisms. So they don't keep on eating up the raw dough and reproducing, so that to the extent that there's no dough left. It's only microorganisms. So the stuff that you baked last time, that you baked the challahs or bread or cake or cookies, so that was baked already. So the oven is so hot, so it kills all the microorganisms, but you're going to save 2% of the raw dough for next time. So then if you take a bar of raw yeast, and you put it in, then that's going to hasten the process. Not going to take hours and hours and hours. It'll take 4 hours till it turns into chametz if you throw in the yeast. instead of taking 10 hours, it'll take 3-4 hours till everything rises. So that's nischames machmas davar acher. If it's minoy, if it's a chunk, if it's a bar of raw yeast, I took some of the dough from last time, that's more mistaba that that's chametz. But if you just have mixed flour with water and the microorganisms came in from outside, from the air, invisible from the air, the Gemara Menachos says that's also considered chametz. But nischames machmas min b'minoy, if I saved some of the dough from last time, the raw yeast, that's more mistaba that that's chametz. So what does our Gemara need a pasuk then? Nischames machmas dover acher. So Tosfos says our Gemara means if you have shmarim shal yayin. I mean, shmarim shal yayin, how does wine convert, how does grape juice convert into wine? Also, the microorganisms are invisible. The microorganisms are microscopic. That's why they're called microorganisms. They're microscopic and not visible. They drink up the grape juice and they give as a waste product alcohol. So, and then when it reaches a certain point, a certain percentage, then the microorganisms all die. They can't keep on reproducing because there's too much alcohol there. I already forgot. What's the highest alcohol content you can have by wine?
About 14%. It could be a little bit.
Something like
more, a little bit less.
More than that, the alcohol is going to kill the microorganisms. If you have a high percentage, it means that you pour in more alcohol. You pour in more alcohol from the outside or from another cup of wine or something. But usually people, most people don't like 14%. They want 7% or 3%, whatever, milder. But there's a maximum that you can have. So if you have shmarim shel yayin, you already have microorganisms there. So if you use shmarim shel yayin, that's called nischames machmes dover acher. But that's what I need a pasuk for. If it's nischames machmes dover acher min b'minoy, I have raw dough. I left over 2%, 5% of the dough from last week when I made challis for Shabbos on Thursday. I left over 2%, 5% of the dough. That's the more mistaba. That's the most mistaba that that's chametz. Even if I didn't leave over any sa'or from last week, I mixed today. I mixed flour with water. It's going to take 10 hours till it's going to rise. So that's the Gemara Menachas. That's also considered chametz, both for Pesach and for Karbonis Menachas. And then if it's Nischames Machmes Dover Ached, that's not Mimbimino, Machmes Shmarei Yayin, so then it's also going to be, also I'm going to have a din of chametz. I need a reboot for that. But then Tosis has a fourth case, the four different cases here. The fourth case is I mix flour instead of mixing flour with what? I mix flour with grape juice. I mix flour with yayin. And the yayin, the microorganisms are dead already because you have a certain percentage of alcohol. So it kills the microorganism if you have the maximum percentage. Unless the yayin is mevushel. Once you cook it, so then the microorganisms are all dead. So not going to keep on reproducing. But until the 14% and it's not mevushel, then the microorganisms are going to keep on drinking up wine, the grape juice and the wine, and reproducing and spitting off giving off a waste product of alcohol. So Tosis says if you have flour that's nilosh, the yayin, so that the Gemara says later on, that's only chametz nukshim. That's a Gemara later. We didn't get to that yet. That's going to be chametz nukshim. And Tosis says, Leis beikaris v'yesh bo lav. That will have to keep this Tosis in mind. Is there really a lav on chametz nukshim? We'll have to see. Tosis says that there's a lav. Okay, so this is the Gemara's kasha. Whom does the Mishnah go like? The chemtza shel akum is mutter ba'anoa chametz shel ha'pesach, and chemtza shel Yisrael is asa. Yeah. So then the Gemara says, Reb Shimon insists that all the three psukim that asa chametz belav, it's all chametz b'pesach. How does he know? Because it's written next to the pasuk. It says you shouldn't eat chametz; you should eat matzah. So the only time there's a mitzvah to eat matzah is on Pesach. There's no mitzvah to eat matzah shavu'ot on Pesach. There's no mitzvah to eat matzah on Erev Pesach, only on Pesach. So too, the iser, not to eat chametz, the lav, is only b'Pesach. B'zman sha'ata, b'zman that you're mechuyev to eat matzah, then there's a din that you're not allowed to eat chametz with the lav. But if it's Erev Pesach, chametz shavu'ot on Pesach, then there's no lav. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, the Rabbi Yudah, you have the smichas of the two psukim. This is probably a heklish, it's in the same pasuk that you should eat matzah for 7 days. You're not allowed to eat chametz for 7 days and should eat matzah. It's in the same pasuk. So it's mamish, I think it's in the same pasuk. So what are you darshan over here by the heklish? So Gemara has later, based on the heklish, that noshim chayovas, the matzah. The matzah is an exception to the rule. We usually have a rule that women are exempt from a mitzvah, says the Shazman Grama. So not to eat chametz b'pesach is a loy sesi. So lav, even if the loy sesi is a zman grama, no shemachayobis. Because hishva kasav isha liyish, chol onshin shabbatar. Onshin means a lav, an isa. So that women are not allowed to eat chametz, that's a double portion. Let's say women are not allowed to do malach on Shabbos and Yontif. It's a zman grama, the answer is, but it's a loy sesi. So loy sesi, a zman grama, women are mechuyev. That's the Gemara Baba Kama, Daft Tezvav. Hishva Kosev Yishalish L'chol Onshin Shabbat Torah. Onshin means Isurim, even if it's a Zman Grama. But the mitzvah says such as Zman Grama, women are potter. So what are examples of tzitzis and tefillin and shofar and sukkah and dalad minim? Okay, the women are potter. What about matzah? So matzah is one of the many exceptions to the rule. And Kiddush is also an exception to it. Kiddush is a mitzvah, says the Shazman Grama. Women should have been potter, but because Zach and Shama were proclaimed simultaneously, so even though the two psukim of Zachar v'Shamar appear in two different chumashim, Zachar is in Yisro and Shamar is in Voschanan, but it's considered like a hekesh because they were proclaimed simultaneously. Hekesh is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu, there's a resha dikra and a sefer dikra. Here there's not a resha and a sefer. The sefer is on top of the resha. They're mamish bevasachas. Bevasachas they were proclaimed. So I treat it like a hekesh. So what's the relevance of the hekesh as Zachar v'Shamar? So Shamar means, Shmira Shabbos means not to do malocha. Zachar means lahaskir, Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos, to recite Kiddush. So Zachar v'Shamar b'dibur echad nemru, kol sheyeshnem b'Shamar, yeshnem b'Zachar. So Sahani Nashi, that's a Gemara in Bracha and Zav Chof. Since the women, there's a Gemara in Bracha Chof on the base, so since the women are mechuyev in the Isser of Malacha on Shabbos, not to do Malacha, so the women are mechuyev, because that's a loises shazman grama, therefore the women are also mechuyev to recite Kiddush, because this is an exception to the rule. So the same is by matzah. Women are mechuyev to eat matzah leil Pesach, because it's written in the same pasuk, but the Isser of Bal Yirah by matzah. Bal Yirah by matzah is a loises shazman grama. And eating matzah is a mitzvah seser shazman grama. So since they're in the same pasuk, so yedarshan hekesh kol sheeshtem ebal techol chametz, eshtem ekum mocha matzah, the women are mechuyev. Yeah. Are women mechuyev in Pesach Rishon? So that's a sugyan daf tzadik. We spoke a little bit about that. Are women obligated to participate in Pesach Rishon? Noshem Rishon chayva, noshem Rishon reshus, is a machlokes hatanaim and daf tzadik. So the Gemara has there, the Svara Hachitzaino, that's a term that was invented by the Achrayim. Svara Hachitzaino. Svara Hachitzaino means if you wouldn't have a pasuk one way or the other, what would you have said on your own without any pasuk? What would you say on your own? So the Gemara says, this Sfasemis points out on Daf Tzadik on the base, on Psochim, that the Svara Hachitzaino, the assumption in the sugi is if you don't have a pasuk telling you one way or the other, Svar Chetzain is that women are mechuyev in Pesach Rishon. Nashim Rishon Chayva. And the Tana who says, and Nashim Rishon Rishus needs a pasuk. The burden of proof is on the Tana who wants to say that the women are not mechuyev. So the Sfasem says, why? The burden of proof should be on the one who says that women are mechuyev in Pesach Rishon. Because it's a mitzvah, says the Shazman Grama. So women ought to be potter. And there is no hekesh over there. So why did the Gemara seem to assume that the Svar Chetzain, if there's no pasuk one way or the other, that the women are mechuyev in Korban Pesach Rishon? So the Sfasemis explains, based on the Tosfos of Megillah, I think we spoke about it recently. He says, because the one who doesn't bring a Korban Pesach is Chayv Kares. So whatever, there's a mitzvah sese that has with it an Issa Kares, the implication must be that there's an Issa Rese. There's not, it doesn't make sense to say that there's Kares on a mitzvah sese. Whoever it's an Avera of omission, not of commission. He didn't do an Avera. He didn't do an Avera. He didn't do the mitzvah. So how can it be that because he didn't do that, you failed to fulfill the Mishnah we mentioned, the Mishnah beginning at Kris list of Lamavav Krisus Hamuras Bator, the 36 instances when the Torah punishes with Kris. So from the 36 Krisus, 33 of them, B'shoigeg Achayev Chatas. Two of them are not Chayev Chatas, Pesach Hamila, because there's no lois esek, there's only an essay. So true, there's no lois esek, there's only an essay. In order to be chayv achatas b'shoigig, you have to have violated a lois esek, and there is no lois esek. So that's why you're not chayv achatas b'shoigig. But the Rambam writes, we mentioned, the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos, in the third parak in Makkos, that whenever there's a pasuk in the Torah that there's kares, the odua that there's an iser. So the Lechem Mishnah says, what do you mean? By Pesach HaMila, there's no lav. So I think the Rambam probably didn't mean that there's a lav. It meant that there's, in addition to being a kiyum essay, there's a mitzvah saseh to bring a korban Pesach, and there's a mitzvah saseh to perform a bris mila. The Moel recites a bracha ala mila before he does the bris mila. When you shech the korban Pesach, there's a mitzvah saseh of hakrobas ha Pesach. There's certainly a mitzvah saseh, but in addition to being a mitzvah saseh, if there's chorus, of failing to fulfill the mitzvah must be that not only is it a kiyum essay, it must be that it's an iser essay also. If there's no iser essay, how can it be that there's koris? So the pashta says that there's an iser essay. And Rabbi Kivega has on Orachayim, in Hilchas Birchas Hamazon, when the Shulchan Aruch talks about a one who forgot to say Yalav Yavai on Yom Tov, forgot to say Ritzei on Shabbos, Rabbi Kivega points out that the din that women are mechuyev in a lois essay, Shazman Grama, not only applies to a lois essay, it even applies to an iser essay. If you have a kiyum essay, Shazman Grama, women are potter, but if you have an iser essay, Shazman Grama, women are chayv. So Gemara in Sukkot, the end of the second perek, the Gemara says, women are mechuyev to observe Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. So the Gemara says, why? Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, there's no kares. No kares means that there's no iser essay. If there would have been kares, that would imply that there's an iser essay, like the Rambam said in Pirush HaMishnayos, like the Sfasem said on that Gemara, Daf Tzadik and Besim Sochim, that the reason why the Svarach Hitzayin is that women are mechuyev in Pesach Rishayin, and the Tana says that Noshim Rishayin Rishus, the burden proof is on him. How does he know that it's Rishus? Why is it Svarach Hitzayin that the women are mechuyev? Because on Korban Pesach, there's Kore, so it must be that in addition to being a Kiyom essay, you say a Bracha, there's an Isar essay also, both by Bris Mila and by Bris Mila, by the child himself, after he becomes by mitzvah. If he doesn't take care of his bris, he's chayv koris. If the father doesn't take care of Milas Habein, then there's no koris on the father. So that's a shaila in Tosfos and Megillah, Daf Chof on the base. Since there's koris on the child, even on the father, there's no koris. Is that enough to imply that the mitzvah on the father to be mal his son is not only a kiyum essay, it has an iser essay with it also? So I would have thought that women are mechuyev and milas habein, the mother should be mechuyev. So that's why I need a pasuk. Kasha tziva osa lekim osa v'lo osa. I have a pasuk that says that the mother is not mechuyev to be malasam. Why do you need, Tosfos asks, in Kiddush and Avchav Tesem and Aleph, why do you need a pasuk to say that the mother is not mechuyev and milas habein? It's a mitzvah that says shazman grama. Mila is only by yom. You can't do mila by laila. So isn't that a mitzvah that says shazman grama? I should have known on my own that women are potter from milas habein. So Tosfos in Kiddushin gives one answer. Tosfos in Megillah, Daf Chaf Amud Beis, gives a different answer. They say, since there's kares, I would have thought that I should treat it like an Iser essay. I should treat it like an Iser essay. So an Iser essay, Shazman Grama, women are mechuyev. Where'd they get this idea from? They got the idea from the Gemara, the end of the second parak in Sukkah, where the Gemara says, Noshem Machayov, I have a Rebo, Noshem Machayev, in Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. So the Gemara said, that's a Chiddush. I should have said that since there's only Koris if you eat Anyam Kippur, if you do Malach Anyam Kippur. If you eat or you do Malach Abizman Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, there's no Koris. So the Gemara says, since there's no Koris, so that means that there's no Iser Asay. So there's only a Kiyom Asay. So it's only a kiyum asay, so I should have said that women should be potter. Since mitzvah says shazman grama, Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. So kamash malon the pasuk, I need a pasuk to teach mikol ha'ezek. The rabbi says anashim, the women are also mechuyev in Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. Why is that? So that's what Rabbi Kivega explains. That means that in addition to, if there would have been kares for Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, that would have been a dead giveaway that it's an iser essay. But there's no kares. So I would have thought that Tosefes Yom HaKippurim is only a kiyum essay. Gamash Malan the Pasuk, no, women are mechuyev. Why? Because there is an iser essay. Even though there's no kares, the Tosefes Yom HaKippurim has with it an iser essay. So that's what Rabbi Kivega says. Whenever there's an iser essay, then you say that women are mechuyev. That women are mechuyev. Yeah. So what does the Gemara have over here? The Gemara has this hekesh, that there's a hekesh between Issa Chometz and the mitzvah to eat matzah. So since Noshim Amuzer not to eat Chometz, that's a lois essay Shazman Grama, so Noshim have the mitzvah to eat matzah, it's an exception to the rule. The Rambam writes in one place there are more exceptions to the rule than there are cases that fall under the rule. The rule is that women are part of a mitzvah, says Shazman Grama. So that goes on tzitzis and tefillah and shofar, lulav, sukkah, okay. But there are more exceptions to the rule. So one exception is Pesach Rishon is Machlokes HaTanoim. One exception is Matzah. Another exception is Kiddush. But the Rambam writes that there are more exceptions to the rule than there are. One exception is Hakel. It says, but Hakel is once every 7 years. That's a Zman Grama. So the Pasuk says, Noshem Achai Ben Hakel. In Simchas Yontav is a Machlokes in the Gemara, in the first paragraph in Chagiga, Machlokes the Rambam and the Rabbi, where the women are Mechuyev to participate. It's Simchas Yontav. The Machlokes is because the Pasuk says, Samachta Ata Uveisecho, Ba'almona, Shebikirbecho. So it says you have to give Basar the Yayin to the Almona and to Beisecha, to Ishto. So the simple reading of the Pasuk is that women are Mechuyev and Simchas Yontav. The other opinion holds, no, women are not Mechuyev and Simchas Yontav. Isha Baila Misamcha, the husband is Mechuyev and Simcha. The husband, if he just has, he eats. He has bas of a yayin, he eats and he drinks and he makes merry, but he doesn't share the bas of a yayin with others. He's not fully yet to his mitzvah of simchas. He has to offer the bas of a yayin to the almana who lives in the next door, next apartment. He has to offer bas of a yayin to Ishto. If she doesn't want it, she doesn't have to eat it, but he's not allowed to hoard it for himself. He's not completely yet to the mitzvah of simcha unless he offers to the others. That's why we assume they're giving tzedakah on Yontif, Samach Tata Levi, Ageba Yasu Amana Shebi Kirbecho, a chelik of the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif is to give tzedakah. That's why we say Yisker on Shalosh Regalim and on Yom Kippur, because there's a chiyuv tzedakah, a special chiyuv tzedakah on Yom Tovim. That's the mitzvah to give tzedakah is part of the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, to be mesameach es haumlolim, to cheer up those who are less fortunate than we are, and they don't have enough money. The ikad din of tzedakah is not to give to the hospitals and not to give to the yeshivas. That's important to make appeals for the yeshivas also. But the ikad mitzvah of tzedakah yantav, it's tzedakah for the aniyim. The sameach is ha'umlolim. So once we're giving the tzedakah, so we say, let it be considered a schus for our parents who taught us, who trained us in giving tzedakah. Whatever mitzvahs the children do are considered a schus for the parents, if the parents gave them the right education. Okay. So again, so the Gemara says that the Reb Shimon argued with Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda claims that the three psukim that say the same thing, not to eat chametz, and one goes on Pesach, and one goes on Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, there's a lav, and one goes on chametz, shavar all about Pesach. Reb Shimon says it's not true. All the three psukim go on Pesach. So he says one of them is beferish. It says you shouldn't eat chametz, you should only eat matzah. So eating matzah, it's in the same pasuk. Eating matzah is only on the duration of the 7 days of Pesach. So the Yisr chametz also only on Pesach. It doesn't go on Erev Pesach. It doesn't go on chametz she'avar l'vav Pesach. That's Reb Shimon's argument. And the Gemara has, based on that argument, Gemara has later that Noshim chayovis the matzah because Kol she'eshtem, because it's in the same pasuk. Kol she'eshtem about techol chametz, eshtem b'kum achol matzah. Here the Gemara says it's in the same pasuk to show you that the Reb Shimon's argument that the yisa not to eat chametz only goes on Pesach, doesn't go on Erev Pesach. This man that you have the mitzvah of eating matzah, that's when you have the yisa of eating chametz. It's not before Pesach and it's not after Pesach. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, about 13 lines from the bottom. Rabbi Yehuda, Shapu Kamalei, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon has a good taina. You have a pasuk that says you should eat matzah, and it's talking about the same zman when you have an isa chametz. So how does Rabbi Yehuda say that goes on Erev Pesach? It goes on chametz shavah about Pesach. Gemara says no, he's right. It goes on Pesach, but that goes to tell me how the kavod chayva afilu bizman hazeh. One might have thought that the mitzvah of eating matzah is only b'toras hechshera de pischa. That's an expression the Gemara has on Daf Tzadik. Gemara has as mechudish de gedin. That's that person sets aside $1,000 to buy a korban Pesach. He comes to the Beis Hamikdash and he comes to Yerushalayim a couple of days before Pesach, and he succeeds in buying an animal, the akvasim and isim tikachu. He gets a sheep or a lamb or a goat. He gets it for $950. So what does he do with the remaining $50? That's Moisa kochim kalim korev shlamim. Moisa pesach korev shlamim. If you have money left over, you buy korev shlamim. Moisa kochim kochim is korev oilam. Now, let's say I set aside $1,000 to buy a korban chatos. The person was Mechal Shabbos B'Sheg, he has to bring a chatas. Sets aside $1,000, he comes to Yerushalayim, he succeeds in getting a chatas for $900. What does he do with the remaining $100? It's Kedushas Damim L'Mizbeach for a chatas. So that's called Moisa Chat. You don't buy another chatas. A chatas not Bobin Edim Adavim. Once he's Yerzi with the one, see, what do you do with the $100? So that's a posuk. The Mishnah in Shkolim quotes, Du Medrash Dorosh Yehoyod HaKoyin. Yehoyod HaKoyin was a Kohen Gadol, his man by his Rishon. He's mentioned in the Haftorah of Parsha Shkolim. And the Gemara, the Mishnah in Shkolim quotes, He darshan the Pasuk in Chumash to teach this din, that the money left over, Moisa Chatas Korev Oilo. And it's a din not only, the Migdash David points out from Yerushalm, is not only is it a din, Moisa Chatas Korev Oilo, Moisa Kachim Kachim Korev Oilo. Whenever there's leftover money from, let's say, a mincha, Moshe Kochim Kochim is Korev Oilam. The money left over, you use it to buy an oil. So here, if you have money, I set aside $1,000 to buy a Korban Pesach. So there is a din, Moshe Korban Pesach, money left over is Korev Shlomim. Okay. But the Gemara has on Daf Tzadik a big chiddush that since Amatzah Samroim Yochlu, supposed to eat matzah mara yochlu hu le korban pesach. You eat the korban pesach in conjunction with matzah and mara. Hillel shita is that one. There are two versions of hillel shita that you have to dafke eat it together. Hillel hayikarech bekricha achas dafke eat it together, or you're permitted to eat it together. That you don't say mitzvahs mavat lezu azu. There are three shitas, you look in the Gemara, there are three opinions that you have to eat Pesach, Matzah, and Mora together. You're permitted to eat them together, or you can, optional, you can eat it. The Rambam Paskin is like that. It's optional. If you want, you can eat together. If you want, you can eat separately. And then the third sheet is that you're not allowed to eat it together because mitzvah is mevat lezu azu. A mitzvah of achila, if you're going to eat a dvar mitzvah with a dvar harshus, that is, he's going to eat the Korban Pesach, and he's going to have something else in his mouth at the same time. Whatever he enjoys, whatever carrots good for his eyes. So he's going to eat carrots at the same time, but the eating of the carrots, that's not a mitzvah. So if you're eating a dvar harshus together with a mitzvah of dvar achila, osi rishus and mevatel mitzvah. The Gemara has later in the last parak. So there's a machlokes hatanaim where the mitzvah is mevatel zu. So if you eat matzah in korban pesach simultaneously, maybe each mitzvah is in competition with the other mitzvah. And when you eat the dvar, if you eat matzah with korban pesach at the same time, maybe mitzvahs mevat lezu azu. Anything other than korban pesach takes away from the mitzvah of korban pesach. Anything other than matzah takes away from the mitzvah of matzah. So they kill each other as a mitzvah. So there are three opinions in the Gemara. So one time is all the opinion you're not allowed to eat the three together because mitzvahs mevat lezu azu. Just like if you eat a dvar harishus simultaneously with a dvar mitzvah. It knocks down the level of the mitzvah. It's called achilas harishus. So even if you eat two different divrei mitzvah together, each mitzvah is in competition with the other, and they knock each other out. The other sheet is you don't say mitzvahs mevat lezu azu, and the Rama paskens is optional. If you want, you can eat all three. The Rama happens to hold another sheet that you never eat the korban pesach with the matzah nemar. He holds the whole machleg satanam is only on the matzah mar. No one ever held that you eat all three together. You always eat the korban pesach separately. Okay, but leaving out that Rambam, that's another Rambam. Let's say the way we usually assume that Hillel used to eat pesach matzu umara ve'ochlam v'basachas. So there are three versions. One version is one sheet is it's optional, either to eat together or separate. One version you have to dafke eat all three together, and one sheet is that it's not optional. You have to eat separately, you're not allowed to eat together. But the shita that holds you do eat together, all three eat together, that's because matzah and mar is hechshere de pischa. Hechshere de pischa, that's on daf tzadik. So there's one version in the Gemara, it's a chiddush. If you set aside $1,000 to buy a korban pesach and you succeeded in buying a sheep or a lamb, whatever, for $950, so what do you do with the remaining $50? So you can buy matzah and mar. Because the matzah mar is hechshere de pischa that enhances the kema mitzvah. Who's here? Okay. that enhances the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, Hashera de Pischa. So our Gemara says there would have been a Havamina that Bisman Shein Beis Hamikdash Kaim, and you can't bring a Korban Pesach, so there's no mitzvah Matzamar. Maybe the mitzvah Matzamar only exists with Torah Hashera de Pischa. If you're not eating a Korban Pesach, so there's no use in eating the Matzah Mar, because it's not serving the function of enhancing the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. That's why I need a pasuk that even Bizman HaZeh, even though there's no Korban Pesach, there's still an independent mitzvah to eat Matzah Mar. Yeah, that's a question. Matzah and Mar are both Bizman HaZeh and Atorah. So the Gemara has later in the last parak, Tosfos quotes part of it. The Gemara in the last parak says, Tosfos quotes Ibn Mascha the Idoch. The Gemara says that Mara Bizman HaZeh is only the Rabban. That Mara only exists. Mara doesn't exist Bizman HaZeh. And then there's a Machlekes HaMarayim where the Matzah Bizman HaZeh is the Raisa the Rabban. Tosfos says that whole discussion later on, Dab Kuf Chav, the Machlekes HaMarayim, they were all ignoring the Psukim and Ardaf. Tosfos says it's a pellet. Tosfos sends off the last two lines. The whole Gemara, the look of Chol HaTanaim, all the Amoraim there, they're all ignoring this Gemara Chav Chesam Beis. They don't have an answer. So the Gemara says that the Matzah Bezman is a Machlokes Amoraim, where the Matzah Bezman is the Reis of the Rabban, and we accept the opinion that Matzah Bezman is the Reis of Mora Bezman is the Rabban. So that's a machlokes, Tosis in the Rama. What does that mean? That Mara Bizman is the Rabban. What about Mara Bizman Amigdash? If somebody's Tomei of Bederech Rechoka, or he's an Oral at Ben Necher, so for some reason or another, he can't eat Korban Pesach. What about Bizman Amigdash? Would there be a Chiyab Deraisa to eat Mara? So Tosis sounds like they hold. Tosis Dimamasa, Kolor Alechabon. Tosis had the Girs and the Gemara the way we have the Girs and Gemara. That the Tommy b'derech ha'chayka and the Oral, they're not allowed to eat Korban Pesach, but b'zman ha'migdash, they have to have matzah mar. Means that matzah mar both exist as independent mitzvahs. It's both hechsher de pischa, it enhances the kiyum mitzvah of Korban Pesach, and it also exists as an independent mitzvah. But mar, there's a pasuk that Moron exists, Bizman Sheyesh Korban Pesach, Bizman Amigdash, Bizman Shein Beis Amigdash Kayam, the mitzvah of Moron, the independent mitzvah of Moron doesn't exist. And that's the Machlokes HaMarayim, Adab Kuf Chaf. What about the independent mitzvah of Matzah? Does that exist, Bizman Hazem and HaTorah, is it only Midrabban? That's the Machlokes. The Rambam's opinion is, no, that Moron never existed, Afilu Bizman Amigdash. The Rambam must have had a different gears than the Meiri says. There's another gears in the Gemara, Bohu Eino Elcho, Avalechahu b'matzah. It doesn't have the gears of b'matzah u'b'mara. What does it mean? Matzah u'mara means he's permitted to eat mara. This is his tekash of the kedusha yeshbo. I need a pasuk to say that the oral and the derech chayka and the tomei are permitted to eat matzah mara. Of course they're permitted to eat. So it must be bohu and eichel avalechahu b'matzah. He's mechuyif to eat matzah. He's obligated to eat matzah. So how can you have the gears of the mara? So the Rambam apparently didn't have the gears of mara. The Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, as well as in the Mishnah Torah, writes, he's not going to count Maror as an independent mitzvah. It never existed as an independent mitzvah. Afilu Bizman HaMikdash, it never was an independent mitzvah. It's only B'Torah Sechshev de Pischa. So the Tomei Derech HaChoyka, or the Oral, or the Ben Echar, who's not allowed to eat Korban Pesach, he won't gain anything by eating Maror. There's no mitzvah Maror. Bizman HaZeh, there's a mitzvah Midirabbanan of Maror. But on the level of the rice and mar is only b'toras achsher de pischa. When the Gemara says bohana echla, it's a miut avalechahu b'matzah. He's mechuyev matzah. Matzah b'zman hazeh is an independent mitzvah. It's a matzah b'zman amigdash existed not only b'toras achsher de pischa. Even if he's a tomei derech achoyka, whatever, or an oral or a benechu who's not allowed to eat the korban pesach, he's still mechuyev to have matzah. Fine. But according to the Rambam, it's not mechuyev tamar. So that's a fundamental machlokes. The Miri has two girsas, where it says avalechel hu b'matzah u b'mara, or you leave out the word b'mara, avalechel hu b'matzah, that mara never existed as an independent mitzvah. That's machlokes.
According to the Rambam, was there a chiyuv min the Rabbanan for the Arel to eat it b'zman HaMikdash?
Doesn't mention it. Prashtus is that not. He only invented the mitzvah zecha l'migdash b'zman hazeh after the Churban Abayis. So no one in the world is going to fulfill mitzvah morer shelotush takach mitzvah morer. So they made a din. Rashi HaChumash quotes, it says, the Jews will be punished and sent into Golis. And then it says, so Rashi quotes from the Tanoim, when the Jews are sent into Golis, we should still continue to observe the mitzvahs of tefillin and mezuzah, shouldn't be kechadoshim be'enechem. So that's what they were, the Tanoim were concerned. That's a Sfirasim, according to Tosfos. Sfirasim b'zman hazeh is only the Rabban. Why did they invent the mitzvah Rabban? Chala is only in Eretz Yisrael and by Shvishan. By Sheni, the Gemara says Chala didn't exist already because there was no Bias Kulchan. So they were afraid, Kadesh Shalot Tishtakach, mitzvah Chala. The Jews will forget about the whole mitzvah if we don't, it's just going to be on the books, but we're not going to observe it. So they made a mitzvah of Chala b'zman hazeh in Eretz Yisrael and Kadesh Shalot Tishtakach. A lot of mitzvahs like that. Lulam nita b'amigdash kol shiva. So, and after the Churban Abayis, that was one of the nine takanas of Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, he made a takana de Rabbana, lulam nita kol shiva, kidei shelo tishtakach mitzvahs lulav kol shiva. The people shouldn't forget that there is such a mitzvah, a lulav kol shiva. So the pashta says that b'zman amigdash, there are other people eating in Morris, and the mitzvah of Morris will not be forgotten. But b'zman, after the Churban Abayis, they made a takana de Rabbana, that you have to, everyone should eat more zechad amiknos. Yeah, this is a famous text with Dima Maska called Kol Oral Yoichal Boy. It says called Benecher, and Benecher means a mshumad laboy dezar. So the Gemara learns off in the pasuk called Benecher lo yoichal bo bohu udayne yoichal avalechal hu b'matza u'b'mora. The mshumad is muchiyev to eat matza, and Tosfos holds mora also. Tosfos holds that mora is an independent mitzvah. The bezman amiknos. Even the oral and the tummy and derech and chayka, the ram mukhayif to have more. So Tais says, what do you mean? Bohu deinech avalechel hu b'matza u b'mara. He's mukhayif to do tshuva and stop worshiping Abba Dizan. He's mukhayif to eat Korban Pesach also. Where do you have a case that he's not allowed to eat Korban Pesach? He's not supposed to eat, but he's mukhayif to eat matza in the mara. He's mukhayif to do tshuva and eat Korban Pesach also. When do you apply this pasuk? So Tais says, going like this. On Erev Pesach, the fellow was a mumal avodah zara. And then the sun sets on Erev Pesach. And then after the shkia, he decides to do tshuva. Something happened, Leil HaSeder, he decides he wants to do tshuva. So he pledges he's never going to worship avodah zara again. But now it's too late to become a shutav on a Korban Pesach because it's after the shkia. He can't shech the Korban Pesach balaylo. So it's too late. So now he's unable to eat Korban Pesach because kol zman, shchitas ha-Pesach, he was a mumal avodah zarah, but now he's chayzeh b'tshuva. So now you can't tell him he's mukhayif to eat Korban Pesach. It's got to be shalol amnuyav. He can't eat. So then we say, bohu deino echal avalecha hu b'matzah amur. That's what Tosfos explains. Because of that kasha. They were bothered with that kasha. What's the case that you say that benechor, the mishumad avodah zarah, is not allowed to eat Korban Pesach? We don't let him, but he's mukhayif to eat. Is he going to listen to us? What do you mean? Is Mishumad Labai Rezara? So if he is listening to us, so we should tell him, do tshuva and eat the Korban Pesach also. The Tosfos said, yeah, he finally did tshuva Leil HaSeder. So because of that problem that Tosfos raised, that's why the Meiri on this Gemara quotes one of the other Rishonim. He doesn't, the Meiri often, the Beis HaBchira, in the Chidushi HaMeiri, on some Mesichtes, there are two Meiris. There's a Beis HaBchira and there's a Chidushi. So in the Chidushe, sometimes he'll quote people by name. In the Beis HaBchira, he doesn't quote people by name. He always quotes Rashi as Gedolei HaRabbanim, and the Rambam is Gedolei HaMechabrim, and the Ravid is Gedolei HaMagim, and so on. So he has a Lashon over here, one of the Gedolei HaDorah Shalafonein, which usually means the Ramban, but over here, the one who put out the manuscript of the Meiri thinks that he doesn't have any outside corroboration that this should be the Ramban. There's no other source for this. So the Meiri quotes some unknown Rishon who says, based on the Mishnah, I think it's the Mishnah at the end of Menachos, if I'm not mistaken. The Mishnah says, Kainim Sheshimsha B'Beis Chonyo, there used to be a Beis HaMikdash in Alexandria. It was called Beis Chonyo. Chonyo was the name of the person. who he was up to be Kohen Gadol, and he lost out. His brother was appointed Kohen Gadol. So because they didn't appoint him as Kohen Gadol, he decided he's going to make his own Beis HaMikdash. He'll be the Kohen Gadol in his own Beis HaMikdash. So there was a machlokes in the days of the Tanoim. They weren't sure what was the story of Beis Chonyo. Were they bringing Karbonis LaShamayim, but just that it was an Issa Koris of Shchut Echutz, you're not allowed to bring Karbonis anywhere outside of the Azara. Or was it Beis Chonyo was Lavod Azara? The people who worshipped the Jewish religion would go to Yerushalayim. So this Beit Chonyo was in competition with his brother who was appointed the Kohen Gadol in Yerushalayim. So maybe he brought Lavod Azara. So that's a question. The Tanoim are not sure what was going on in Metzius. What was going on in Beis Chonyo? Was it Shchut Echutz or was it Avod Azar? So the Mishnah says like this, Kohanim Shishim Shebe Beis Chonyo, any Kohanim, he was makbid only to have Kohanim. He was a Kohen Gadol. He made himself the Kohen Gadol. And he was makbid that all the Avod Azar Karbonah should be done by Kohanim. So the Kohanim, any Kohen whoever brought Karbonah in Beis Chonyo, even if he does tshuv and he comes to Yerushalayim, lo yakrivu b'migdash, we will never let him, we will never allow him to serve as a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, v'kolshkein, and certainly more so if he worshipped, if he was a Kohen in the Beis HaVodah Zorah. So the Mishnah, the way it's presented, sounds like Beis Chonyo is not HaVodah Zorah, it's LaShamayim, but it's Shchut Echutz. And kolshkein, kal v'chaymer, if he ever served HaVodah Zorah, that you don't allow him, even if he does tshuva. So the Meiri quotes an opinion that just like there's a din, Kohanim sheshimshu l'avod azara lo yishamshu b'migdash, never, even after they do tshuva. So the pasuk that says kol b'necha lo yochal boy means if a Jew ever worshipped avod azara, he's never allowed to participate in Korban Pesach, means even if he does tshuva, he's no longer mum l'avod azara. If he ever participated in avod azara, that's it. For the rest of his life, he can't eat Korban Pesach. But now he did tshuva. So you don't have to say like Tosfos, he did tshuva after Shkia and Erev Pesach, and he can't eat Korban Pesach. No, he did tshuva in the middle of the year. He did tshuva a long time ago. Once he worshipped Avodah Zarah, once he's a Benecha, for the rest of his life, he's knocked out. He can't, we wouldn't permit him to eat any Korban Pesach. So for the rest of his life, I need the Pesach. According to Tosfos, the Pesach is only needed in such a funny case. The fellow did tshuva, Leil HaSeder. From the 350 days in the year, he decides to do tshuva Leil HaSeder after the Shkia. Why didn't he do tshuva an hour earlier? Bayom, in Be'od Yom. So it's according to this, it's an akimta pshat in the pasuk with the drasha. But according to this opinion in the mirror, it's not an akimta, it's not a rare case. Person once worshipped Avodah Zarah, then he's chozer b'tshuva. So for the rest of his life, he can't participate in Korban Pesach. Why? He's not a mumer. He's not a mumer l'Avodah Zarah anymore. Mos lagavoya. He once participated in Avodah Zarah. He's mos lagavoya. Then the Miri quotes the Kasha. So how can the Pasuk say that a ger brings a Korban Pesach? Chayagirit chager the derasech miyasa Pesach l'Hashem. How can you allow a ger? But the ger probably worshipped Avodah Zarah before he converted to become Jewish. So the Miri says the answer is ger shen is gai kakot nishanoy l'adomi. Kakot and Shinoda, that means we wipe off the whole past history. It's considered as if he never worshipped Avodah Zarah. So that's really a mechudish dikah. That, first of all, the Chasam Sofer and the Sefer Chidushim HaMaseches Avodah Zarah raises the question, how did the Tanoim get this wild idea? Gershon is God, Kakot and Shinoda, Dami. Is there a Pasuk? He says, he doesn't know what the Pasuk is. So according to the Miri, this is the Pasuk. The Torah says that the Ger brings the Korban Pesach despite the fact that he once worshipped Avodah Zarah, because the whole past history is wiped away. But this whole Pshat, Ger Shenizgar Kachan Odomi, is not the accepted Pshat. We mentioned, you look in the very end of Eben HaEzer, I think it's the last Sif, or next to the last Sif, it says there is such an opinion that a Ger Shenizgar Kachan Odomi wipe off the whole past history. But that's not the accepted opinion. The accepted shita is Kakot and Shinola Dami means that he's not related, does not have any kraven. The Gemara applies it only in the three cases that a brother and a sister who both convert are permitted to marry men at Torah. They're only forbidden to marry men the Rabbanon for various reasons. That if Mr. Trump should pass away, his daughter who converted does not yarshin the father men at Torah. May the Rabbanon made a takana that she does. But Minatari, she doesn't, there's no Yerusha. And if two brothers convert, they're kosher latest together, even with the Rabbanim. They never made a chumra midrabbanan. So all the three cases where you apply the din of gerusha nizkar katan shenol adam, it doesn't mean you wipe off the whole past history. It's only meniger to relatives. He's not related to the kreivim that he had before. Even though they both converted, even if they both converted, they're not related. Katan shenol adam. But it doesn't mean you wipe off the whole past history. If he borrowed money from the bank, he doesn't have to pay it back just because they give him a new name. They give him a Jewish name instead of his Christian name from before. He used to be known as Jesus or Christopher Columbus or whatever. Now you give him a Jewish name. So it's Katan shenol adam. He doesn't owe the money to the bank. He does owe the money to the bank. So that's what Rav Moshe Soloveitchik had a taina against the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim put out, we only have the Rif on the Mesichtes that in the Gel HaLoch. We don't, the Rif didn't write on Kotchen. So the Ramban wrote on Pcheres, because some of the dinim and Pcheres are relevant as Manazet. The Ramban wrote the Hilchas Pcheres. Ramban wrote on the Dorim also. We do have a Rif on the Dorim. So the Ramban didn't have it. So we have in the back of the Gemara and the Dorim, you have the, both the Ramban and the Rif. They're both one next to the other. But on Pcheres, we don't have any Rif. So the Ramban wrote. So on the rest of Kochim, Zoch, Menachas, and all the others, there's no Ramban either. So the Chafetz Chaim wrote an imitation Rif. It's called Likutei Halachas, because the Rif is called Hilchas HaRav Afasi. He gives you the Maskanis. So the Chafetz Chaim says it's called Likutei Halachas. Then on the bottom of the page, he has comments. He has a lot of times Chidushim LaHalacha, like in the Bir HaLacha. He comes up with Chidushim. So he calls it Zevach Toida. Zevach Toida is on the bottom of the page of the Likutei HaLacha. It's Chidushim LaHalacha. So he has a Chidush on this din of Kol Benecha LaYachal Boi, that not only one who is a Mumel Avodah Zarah is not allowed to eat Korban Pesach, Mumel Chal Shabbos is also Dina Ka'akum. The Gemara says that usually a Mumel Adavar Echad is a Machlokes HaTanoim. And Becheres on Daf Chavtes, Daf Lamed, Reb Meir holds Mumel Adavar Echad is Mumel Chal HaTorah Kula. Let's say a Jew always does a certain Avera. He never keeps kosher. He always eats treif. So if he shechts a beim, a shechitos an Avela, because he's a mumel adavar echad, is dina ka'akam l'chala torkula. So the Gemara said, we don't accept Rab Meir's opinion. We assume the Prima Gadim says, if a person is a mumel adavar dina ha-torah, he violates 51% of the dinim that he knows of, so that is dina ka'akam, because ruba kukula. But a mumel adavar echad is not dina ka'akam, unless mumel adavar echad, a mumel adavar echad is befrahesya. So the Chafetz Chaim writes in the Zevach Toida, just like a mumel l'chal Shabbos b'farhesia is the same as mumel l'avodah zarah, that is a mumel l'davarach and is dina ka'akum l'chal ha-torah kula. So to over here by Korban Pesach, that just like called benecher, a Jew who's a mumel l'avodah zarah is not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. So one is a mumel l'chal Shabbos b'farhesia dina ka'akum, also not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. The Rav Moshe Soloveitchik had a taina. He thought he must have sent him the Sefer in the mail. Chavetz Chaim probably, when he came out with the Likutei Halachos, must have sent it to Rav Chaim in the mail. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik thought that that was not so smooth. Maybe like that opinion in the Meiri, that even if he's Chozer B'Tshuva, he also can't. Why? Because Molus L'Gavoya. So how do you know that in Mechal Shabbos, before he said Dina Ka'akum, who says that he's Molus L'Gavoya? Maybe Molus L'Gavoya is only when it comes to Avodah Zarah Mamish. If you're talking about Mumras HaGavra, then you say it's the same degree of Mumras, even though he's only a Mumra, the Dabarachar is Nina Ka'akam L'chol HaTorah Kula. But over here by the Korban Pesach, maybe it's not that Oved Avodah Zarah, according to that one opinion in the Meiri, it's clearly because Moos Lagavah, it's not because of Mumra at all, even Asa Tshuva. But even if you hold the normal Pshat, not like the Meiri, it could be it's also only if he's Oved Avodah Zarah and he's Moos Lagavah. But if it's Machal Shabbos Behesia, maybe it wouldn't apply. Similarly, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik had a taina on the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Chav Ches, the Siman about Duchening. So the Gemara has the Shulchan Aruch has a din that a Kohen Taisus has this in the end of Menachos on that Mishnah Kohen from Shimsha Bebeis Chanyo. In the days of the Balei Taisus, there were crusades were taking place, and we know that the crusaders killed many Jews. But there were Jews that did worship Avodah Zarah, they did worship Christianity to save their lives. And then the Christians went to the Holy Land and they left them alone. So many of them were Chozer B'Tshuva. After they worshipped Avodah Zarah, they were Chozer B'Tshuva. So the Shaila is, a Kohen Shavod Avodah Zarah is Chozer B'Tshuva, would we allow him to duchen? So Shulchan Aruch says you don't allow the koyin to duchen. He's a mumala, but it's zara. You don't allow him to duchen. So the Mishnah Berurah thinks that who had that's a shayla. What if asa tshuva? Would you permit him? So that's a discussion. So the Mishnah Berurah says just like mumala, but it's zara can't duchen. Mumachal Shabbos pehesi also can't duchen. So that's very questionable. Who says that a mumachal Shabbos? If you're talking about a mumadina kakum. Then the Gemara says that Mumal Chal Shabbos Pepes is Dina Kabir Abed Zara, even though it's only Mumal Adabar Echad is Dina Kakum. But if maybe that halacha that a Mumal Abed Zara is not allowed to duchen, maybe it's not enough that he's a Mumal Dina Kakum. Maybe it's because of Moos Lagavoya. It's not proper that he should give a bracha. And maybe Moos is only Abed Zara. Maybe Mumal Shabbos Pepes is not as Moos as that. So those were the two ha'oris of the Moshe Soloveitchik against the two comments that one in the Mishnah Berurah and one in the Zevach Toida, which is the footnotes on the bottom of the page of the Likutei Halachos that was authored by the Chafetz Chaim. He thinks that Mumal Chal Shabbos Befes is the same as Ayba Rebbe Nezara with respect to duchening and with respect to eating Korban Pesach. With respect to duchening, maybe you can say like this. Maybe you can say like this differently. There is a Ritva in Chulin. There is a Gemara in Chulin where the Gemara has that if a Kohen he doesn't believe that all the dinim of Karbanos here the Tosfos Gimel on a base we had this dinim maschal shemetz psul. So Tosfos quotes our Mishnah in the end of Menachos. Karnim Shishim Shabbos Chanya Lo Yisham Shabbos Migdosh. You never let them, even after they do tshuva. They ain't Sochlam Elo Dabar Achad. For sure, if they worship the Avodah Zarah, Pirush Avodah Zarah, based on the Pasuk in Navi, if a Kohen once worshipped Avodah Zarah, you never allow him again to the Makir Karbanos and the Beis Hamikdash. So the Gemara has there in Chulin. The Gemara has. In the end of Chulin, a Kohen who doesn't believe that all of the dinim of Karbanos were min haTorah, min haShamayim, he thinks that Moshe Rabbeinu made it up, so you don't allow him to be Makar of Karbanos. That's how Rashi learns. So the Ritva finds that pshat very surprising. He says he's an apikiris. He doesn't believe that Torah min haShamayim. He's an apikiris dina ka'akum. So of course he can't. Be Makar of Karbanos. So it must be a different shot. He learns a different shot. So you see from the Ritva, he assumes that Dabar Pashut, that if one is an Apikaris Dina Ka'akum, if he does not have a full Din of Yisrael, he's Dina Ka'akum partially, he's not a full Din Yisrael, he can't have a full Din Kayin. He can't be Makar Karbanos. In order to be a Kayin, first you have to be a human being, then you have to be Jewish, then you have to be from Shevet Levi, and then on top of that, you have to be a Kohen. But if you're missing one of the first steps, if you're not a human being, let's say he made a Goylem. So the Chazon Ish Tainis, the Goylem is not a human being. The Gemara says, Rava Bara Gavra. And the Gemara says, Rava made a Goylem. And then he saw the Goylem is not able to communicate, to carry on a conversation. So he killed him. So we spoke about it. The Chacham Tzvi has a Suffolk and his Chubis. He says he heard about his grandfather, the Chacham Tzvi's grandfather, was not the Maram Iprak, it was someone else. He heard that he made a goylem. So he has a sofik. If a person makes a goylem, can you be mitzarv the goylem to a minyan or not? So the Chazon Ish says, the Behetel quotes the sofik from the Chacham Tzvi's Jews. So the Chacham Tzvi says, that's ridiculous. How can he be mitzarv to a minyan? He's not a human being. If he would be a human being, there would be an Isaret Sicha. How can it be? Rava Bara Gavra, and then he decided to kill the goylem. If he's a goy, you can't kill him. So it's a right that he's not a human being at all. So how can it, in order to be mitzvah to men, you have to be Jewish? In order to be Jewish, you have to be a human being. So that in order to be a Kohen, first you have to be a human being. Then you have to be Jewish. And then you have to be from Shevet Levi. And then on top of all of that, then you have to be a Kohen also. So if he's a mumer, labai deserve, he's a mumer, dina ka'akum, so he doesn't have a full din Yisrael. So that's what the Ritva's tain is. Why do you need a pasuk to say that a Kohen is not moida b'avoida? He doesn't believe that to all the mitzvahs and vayikra, amin hashamayim. He thinks that Moshe Rabbeinu made it up. He doesn't believe in Torah amin hashamayim that he can't be makar kabbalah. He said, of course not. What do you need a pasuk? If his din a kachmi doesn't have a full din Yisrael, so he can't have a din of a kohen. So that's maybe what the Mishnah Berurah meant to say. If there's a kohen who's machal Shabbos b'fer hesya din a ka'akum, so he can't duchen. Not because Dina Ka'ibir Abed is Zara. No, maybe he's not Dina Ka'ibir, but he's Dina Ka'akum. He doesn't have a full din. He doesn't have a full din Yisrael. But Neget to some Dinam is Dina Ka'akum. So then if he doesn't have a full din Yisrael, he can't be a full din of Kohen. In order to be a Kohen, you have to first be a full din Yisrael. And on top of that, you have to be for Shevet Levi. On top of that, for the Kohanim. If he's Dina Ka'akum, Chal Shabbos Fesed Dina Ka'akum, of course he can't duchen. But that's Rav Soloveitchik held like that. That even if he's, you can say, Rav Soloveitchik used to do it. I remember once I was davening Yom Kippur in Maimonides in Rav Soloveitchik's minyan. So a fella came into the minyan in the middle of Yom Kippur. He didn't seem that he didn't seem to be a Shomer Mitzvahs at all. And they told him, they found out he's a kohen. They told him he has to wash his hands in duchen. So by the time he finally agreed, they had to convince him. He wasn't observant at all. So Rav Soloveitchik felt, I don't know, maybe the Chazon Ish and others in the Binyan Tzion, they say that the Din of Machal Shabbos Befer Hesed Din HaKa'akum doesn't apply Bizman HaZeh. Machal Shabbos Befer Hesed means that he's breaking the discipline in the community. But we live in a generation where most of the Jews are not Shomer Shabbos. So the Shomer Shabbos Jews, the Machal Shabbos Jews are not bracing the discipline. Many of the Jews are Machal Shabbos. So that's not called, that's Bemezid maybe. Maybe it's Machal Shabbos Bemezid, but you can't say it's called Befer Hesya. Hesya means it's breaking the discipline in the community. Like in Baranovich, Abachonan had Yeshiva in Baranovich. So the barber, the Jewish barber, stayed open one Shabbos because he wasn't making a living. By only staying open, he couldn't compete with the others because a lot of the Goyim came to get a haircut on Shabbos. So Rabbi Chanan got all the shuls, all the people to walk to the, after davening, to walk to the barbershop and to stand outside. And he went in and he spoke to the barber. He said, Machal Shabbos, Behesia, how can you do that? He was talking breaking the discipline. He was the first one who kept his shop open on Shabbos. But by us today, there are many Jews who keep their shops open on Shabbos. Many Jews, they're not observant at all. So that's what the Binyan Tzion, Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger, has. He lived in the middle of the Reform Movement, and the Chazon Ish lived there later, the early 1900s. So they say that they don't think there's a Din of Machal Shabbos Befer Hesya Bizman HaZeh, that it should be Din of Ka'akum. A lot of times not even called Machal Shabbos B'mezid, forget it, Befer Hesya. A lot of times they don't know anything. They're not educated. It's not, for sure it's not called Machal Shabbos Befer Hesya.
Rabbi?
Yes.
What about in Brachos, there is the statement, Yodeani She'eni Kohen, if they call me for the Duchen, I'll go. And I think the Shulchan Aruch there learns that if Yisrael, that there is room to say that Yisrael does in some manner, if he does go to Duchen, it's not ridiculous. So could you say maybe the Ritva, something similar that, even if he doesn't have a full din, Yisrael, even if he's not a Kohen, he's still Yisrael with regard to going up, and we'll just realize he's not a Kohen, but he will consider him a Yisrael.
He can volunteer to Duchen.
Yeah.
Like Eina Mitzvah, he'll volunteer to Duchen, even though he's not a Kohen. That's a difficult opinion. The Pashtus is that Azar Ho'ele LeDuchen is Oveh Be'esei. That's what the Gemara says. That Gemara, it's a Gemara in the end of Shabbos. I'm not a Kohen, but if they tell me to go, Oyle the Duchen, he'll go.
Also,
the Pashtus perhaps in the Gemara is, Oyle Duchen means we ask him to give a shear. We ask him to stand up on the platform and give a shear. So he says, I'm not worthy, but if they insist that I'll go to the Duchen, I'll give a lecture. But it does mean to Duchen, to say what we call Duchen. Pashtus says that it is us, yeah.
Also, on the Meiri, could Rebbe bring a raya maybe against the Meiri? The fact that in Pshat in Tanakh makes it sound like there were a lot of situations where they were of the Avodah Zarah, and then like Chizkiyahu after Menashe reversed it and had Karban Pesach and even invited the Bnei Yisrael in the north to come do Karban Pesach. So wouldn't that imply that if they're if they do tshuva, they can be ochel karban pesach?
Pashta certainly is like that. Yes, avada. That's a strong kasha. Kasha from Tanakh. That's Eisen kasha. Yeah, that's a difficult opinion. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow, Bli Neder, give Shia regular time.